When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, what is the difference between antisocial personality disorder and narcissistic personality disorder? When we think of antisocial personality disorder, we think of certain symptom criteria, like someone who infringes or violates the rights of others, someone who repeatedly breaks the law. It's characterized by impulsivity, a failure to conform to society's norms, lying, aggressiveness, and difficulty with work and finances. It's also comorbid with several disorders, including substance use disorders.
Those sound similar to narcissistic personality disorder.
It is similar in many ways to narcissistic personality disorder. But when we think of narcissistic personality disorder, we think of somebody who's arrogant, haughty, they have grandiosity, they believe they're special or unique, they require excessive admiration, and they're manipulative.
What do they have in common?
These disorders share a few different symptoms in common. We see dismissiveness, someone who's strong-willed, who exploits others, and who lacks empathy.
What characteristics does someone with antisocial personality disorder have that narcissistic personality disorder doesn't have?
Right. So symptoms we would see in antisocial but not in narcissistic personality disorder would include, according to DSM, impulsivity, aggression, and deceitfulness. However, the research is not clear on the deceitfulness piece. Oftentimes, we do see individuals with narcissistic personality disorder who will deceive and lie for gain. So that piece is not as clear. I tend to think of deceitfulness as being shared in both disorders and not a feature of just antisocial personality disorder.
Well, how about the opposite? What characteristics does narcissistic have that antisocial doesn't have?
Right, so what we see with narcissistic personality disorder that we may not see with antisocial personality disorder would include a few things. One would be that we don't think of conduct disorder as sometimes leading to narcissistic personality disorder. It does sometimes lead to antisocial. It's more of a risk for it to lead to antisocial personality disorder than narcissistic personality disorder. Also, the criminality piece that we see in antisocial personality disorder is expressed differently in narcissistic personality disorder. Usually, somebody with narcissistic personality disorder would be at a greater risk to commit smaller crimes and then move their way up to financial, relational crimes, but typically not serious criminal activity. Also, an individual with antisocial personality disorder typically doesn't require excessive admiration the way we see with an individual with narcissistic personality disorder.
Does the comorbidity you mentioned earlier make treating these disorders difficult?
Yes. The comorbidity with several other mental health disorders, including substance use disorders, does make it challenging to treat both antisocial personality disorder and narcissistic personality disorder. Particularly in the instance if we look at narcissistic personality disorder, what we see there with substance use disorders is they can tend to disguise the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder, meaning somebody who has narcissistic personality disorder and a substance use disorder, they go into treatment, the substance use disorder may be detected more easily, more readily, and the narcissistic personality disorder may not be detected at all, especially in early treatment. Now, personality disorders are thought of as chronic and long-lasting, and antisocial and narcissistic, of course, both fall into that category. They are relatively stable over time. But some treatments, including mental health counseling, have been shown to make improvements with both antisocial personality disorder and narcissistic personality disorder.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis. Learn more at arslonga.media.
Science, science, science! Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes, yes! Mm. Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.